have had an incredible week at the LCMS Youth Gathering. I know I have so many awesome memories. AJ, do you have any awesome memories?
Yeah, it was like the highlight of my entire life. It's been really incredible. You know, Monday morning having worship together in the presence of Jesus and communing and taking his body and blood has been an awesome reminder that our God is real, he is present, and he is God.
Absolutely.
What about you?
Yeah, I just loved being in this space with so many people, so many followers of Jesus who just want to learn and praise and connect. I was really able to see Christ work through people, through encouraging comments and the sharing of the peace and just hugs and handshakes and high fives. Like, I feel like I have a whole new family I didn't even know about. It's been awesome.
That's great. Let's hear from some of your leaders about some of their favorite moments.
Let's go!
Over the course of planning for the gathering, we spent a lot of time diving into the Psalms. The Psalms remind us that we have a real, present God. And the Psalms give us all kinds of permission to be real with our real, present God. You know, even though the Psalms were written a long time ago, they still hold true today. We also talked about how our lives are messy and broken. And often we can feel alone in whatever it is we're going through. But we know that we're not alone. Jesus is our refuge and strength, no matter what. You know, this week was a perfect example of God being present in his word and through his people. You know, the church is so much bigger than you or me.
Yeah, and each morning in morning sessions, we got to go deeper into our theme and, of course, have a little fun as we study God's word.
Life is a highway.
One of the passages from scripture that stuck out to me is John 16:33, where Jesus says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Rahema, what stuck out to you?
You know, every morning getting to have some coffee, some Jesus, meet some new friends, it was awesome. And Psalm 46 verse 10 really stuck out to me. Be still and know that I am God. Knowing that we have an amazing God who shows us his power and his beauty. And we get to stop and marvel in it.
Throughout the day, youth had the opportunity to learn from over 80 speakers in sessions.
We want to begin to equip you. We want to begin to resource you.
Throughout these sessions, youth found ways to apply their real, present God to their everyday lives in many different ways.
Let's not forget about all the service opportunities that happened across the Twin Cities. It was so fun to see all the participants get excited to serve their fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
I would describe a prayer walk as a way to make people feel loved, a way to make them know that we care, and a way to just give them hope.
Hi, we're with Holy Cross Church. We're walking door to door, just praying for people, asking for prayer requests.
It's shown me that you can just talk to people and make people's day and spread his word.
We were like walking around, we were smiling at everyone, waving at people, and it's just a nice change from like people not talking to each other throughout the process. We kind of just got more mature about it and we were eager to do it.
Other groups served at local churches, schools, and community centers throughout the Twin Cities. And still others served in various ways inside the convention center. Did you know we packed over 1 million meals for Feed My Starving Children, an organization that strives to provide food for people around the world?
Did you see all the activities in the Interactive Center? There's so much to do. Participants had the opportunity to visit booths from their districts, Concordia universities, and meet so many incredible people. How cool is that?
One of the activities I liked was at the LCMS Youth Booth, where church workers could write letters of encouragement to future church workers. I even got to write a letter to someone who might be a teacher someday. There are so many participants interested in being teachers, DCEs, pastors, and missionaries here.
At this point, I'm planning and hoping to go into pastoral ministry in the future. And it's been so fun to be around other Lutherans and other kids my age that have the same goals, and then other people that might not have the same goals but are there to encourage me.
Gathering doesn't happen without volunteers. Through high fives, prayers, directions, and words of encouragement, these volunteers made sure everyone experienced Christ's joy during the week.
Look at that energy!
Yeah!
Woo!
After spending the entire day at the convention center, everyone gathered here for mass events. And Emily and I spent a lot of time here at the US Bank Stadium.
We were here all day, but our favorite part of the day was when everybody would come together and we'd sing songs and listen to speakers and see beautiful dances and powerful dramas and just learn a lot. One of the things I learned was on night two, we learned that because Jesus is real, I can be real. And that was really important to me because a lot of times I like to kind of make my life look nice before I present it to him. And it was cool to be reminded that I can be honest and open and messy and be real with Jesus. And I know that he still loves me and he sees me and he knows that. And he loves me anyway.
Yeah, I loved the stained life drama when this girl is covered in this paint, covered in sin. And then here Jesus walks out and the crowd just goes wild. Everybody's cheering for Jesus. He wraps his arms around this girl and covers her in his righteousness. I mean, what a beautiful picture of forgiveness, that Jesus would not flinch at our sin, what Jacob was talking about, and that we would be clothed in his righteousness and be forgiven. That's awesome.
You guys, we are at the end of the gathering. Now I got a question for you two. If you had to describe the gathering experience to someone who wasn't here, what would you say?
Well, if I could really sum it up in one word, I would really just say Carl.
The God who created the mountains also created Carl.
Ooh. But honestly, it's really cool to think about that God created the heavens and the earth and decided to make Carl an ordinary person. And everybody is Carl. I'm Carl, you're Carl. Everybody is an ordinary person loved by an extraordinary, real, present God. Emily, what do you think?
What I love about the gathering is that there really is something for everybody. So it doesn't matter what your talents are, interests are, with how you're wired, you're gonna come to the LCMS Youth Gathering and you're gonna grow closer to Jesus. We got to see that at mass events really closely and really compacted in this 1 hour. And that was incredible and that's emotional and beautiful, but it really happens all day long in all these different events and sessions and servant events and concerts. People are growing closer to Jesus in the way that God made them, and that's so cool. I love that. Jake, if you had to summarize the gathering in 5 words, what would they be?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think I would have to go with the 3 obvious ones, real, present, God. We also talked a lot about refuge. And for my 5th word, I think I would definitely have to go with Jesus. All about Jesus. He is our refuge and strength. No matter what, we are safe in him, and he is our real present God.
That's awesome. Yeah, and we are so excited that we got to experience this with you guys right here in Minneapolis. We can't wait to celebrate with you guys at our next LCMS Youth Gathering in 2022.
Well, until then, know that you have a real present God.